PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 144, T-Mobile USA's $30 plan. T-Mobile has been making noise lately regarding their new Un-carrier plan, and I've talked about it in the past several days, but they've always offered no contract plans, but now they allow you to finance the phone, and they have plans that don't have contracts, but the contract is to pay the phone off. And the way they do it is, it's a little more honest that really the contract is about the phone, not the service plan. But I don't like their postpaid plans. And I much prefer the plans, especially for my family, the pay-as-you-go plans, because my family generally doesn't use that much stuff. And so having a $50 plan a month doesn't make any sense. And even if you do a family plan, it's like the usage is not that great. And so now my wife is starting to use enough now that we were looking at different options. And so T-Mobile actually has a plan, which is great actually for smartphones. It's not their $30 or not their $50 a month plan that they advertise, or $50 to $70, but it's their $30 plan on their prepaid side. And the plan is $30 per month with unlimited web and text and 100 minutes of talk. And if you're using your device primarily as a data device, that's a perfectly good plan. However, there's a lot of catches to the plan. First of all, it's impossible to get this plan by going to a T-Mobile store and asking for it. I tried today, and I said, we can't activate that plan in a store. You have to do it over the web. And okay, if you already have an existing T-Mobile account, you can't change to this plan. This plan is only available for new activations. And so I had to get a SIM card. At least the T-Mobile store was nice enough to give me a SIM card. And then you can go on the web, and when you do the prepaid activation, you can select that plan. Now, all of the things I've read about this plan and such say that if you ever change away from this plan, you can never change back to it. So basically, you have to stay on this plan for as long as you plan to keep your T-Mobile account. And it's a really good plan. I don't know why T-Mobile even offers it if they make it so bloody difficult to actually get this plan. And I guess you can go into a Walmart store and get it too. At least this plan's been around for at least a year. But in the wake of T-Mobile getting the iPhone, that's a whole nother story. The $580 price on T-Mobile's website, you can't get that if you don't get one of their simple choice plans that are at least $50 a month. If you're on prepaid, you can't buy the iPhone for $580. You have to pay $649. And if I'm doing that, I'm going to go to the Apple store and get it, where I know the phone will be completely and totally unlocked. And yes, that's what I did for my wife today. So I spent the evening getting her iPhone set up, and she spent some time learning her iPhone, because the previous phone she had was my old Nokia E71, which is getting a bit long in the tooth. And so, now I'm in the situation where my wife has a better cell phone than me, which is okay. She has had my hand-me-downs for a long time, so it's good for her that she's got a better phone than me for a change, and it doesn't bother me. It's the difference between the 4S and the 5 is not substantial, although it would be nice to have LTE on Verizon, but that's a different story, and I can live without it. So anyway, that is the fun of T-Mobile's $30 plan. As I say, you have to go to their prepaid website, and you have to get their you have to get it online, and you have to do a new activation to get it. But we'll see how the plan actually works out. Oh, I guess the other thing is, if you happen to talk over 100 minutes, it's like 10 cents a minute, which is fairly reasonable, and it's well within line of their pay as you go when you put $100 in. So anyway, that is the fun of the T-Mobile USA $30 plan, which if you're looking for a cheap way to get a smartphone and have it on a major carrier, and you get decent T-Mobile service, and you've got a smartphone that can take advantage of T-Mobile's frequencies, then And if you don't do a lot of talking, that sounds like the plan to get. I can't think of a better plan for $30. I wish there were other plans. I wish other carriers had a plan like that, because that seems to me to be that's about where the point where it actually starts getting reasonable to own a smartphone. And it's really the cost of the handset is one thing, but it's the monthly cost that just kills people. And it's why smartphone adoption, even though it has gotten very good over the last few years, that's the reason why it hasn't just happened yet, is because the rate plans are too damn high.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.